day 24. Actually, before you turn there, if you have a book, there's a page here called God's Creative Provisions. Let me just remind you, if some of you here are a garage saler, or you like estate sales, or you like auctions, and it's just something in you, I want to give you your life verses, okay, just for the moment. Because you didn't know these verses were in the Bible, but they're there. And some people now can do it with a greater passion once they know these verses are there. Proverbs 13:22, a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Now you got to go find it. But it's stored up. It's waiting for you out there. Ecclesiastes 2:26, to the sinner God gives a task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. And Job 27:16, evil people may have all the money in the world, and they may store away mounds of clothing, but the righteous will wear that clothing. The righteous will wear that clothing. I have at home, I bought a pair of shoes one time in Goodwill. They were like brand new. They were little like brand new. They were a nice shoe, and I never saw the maker of them. I mean, I never heard of the maker. They were made in London. So I get home and I look them up on the internet. They were $800 shoes. Now, I pay $10. I would never buy $800 shoes. But when I looked them up, they're $800. And I thought of this verse. You know, evil people may have all the money in the world. Somebody had a lot of money, spent $800 on shoes. And they may store away mounds of clothing, but the righteous shall wear that clothing. Isaiah 40. They are comfortable shoes. They are comfortable shoes. Isaiah 45:3. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places. So you garage sailors, you estate sailors, you thrift shoppers, God bless you as you journey forward. And somebody here told me, I don't know if you're sitting here or not, but they were telling me the story. He was a music teacher this week. He told me the story. He's a music teacher, and when he was going around to places like this, if he'd find an instrument that just needed a little repair work and he could get it for under $20, he started buying them. Well, he started buying all these instruments, and at these garage sales, thrift shops, wherever, they started piling up, and he's like, well, yeah, I got all these good deals on this stuff. But then he was like, well, what do I do with it? I guess a missionary emailed him and said they needed instruments for kids in Russia. And he teared up the other day as he was telling me this, and he says, now I buy these, and they go to Russia. They go to Russia for these children that they might learn instruments. You know, the wealth of the sinner stored up for the righteous. But he didn't keep it for himself. He lived open-handed in a tight-fisted world.